Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after a 38-16 loss at home against Royal Valley. Coach, this is probably their best game so far. They had 372 yards on the ground and four scores. Your thoughts on how they played and how you guys were able to combat them?
You know, they played very, very well. They came out ready to go and looked like they had been taking the challenge on from the previous week, you know, after getting beat. And they came out and they were fired up and ready to go and ran the ball effectively. And it just seemed like we weren't in the right spots a couple times and just didn't make a few tackles when we needed to, where we needed to. And, you know, drives to keep us in the ball game early on, we just couldn't sustain a full drive without a mistake of some sort, moving us backwards and just kind of hindered our play in the first half. And, giving up 32, it's really hard in the first half. It's really hard to stay in the game and come back and win it. But, we did well the second half and we did a lot of good things and, a lot of things to build on for this week.
And speaking of some of those good things, Percy Duncan, he finds the end zone twice on the ground. Also, you made a couple of tackles for loss. Your thoughts on what he did? And also Ryder Davis as well. He had seven catches.
Right. Those two are our big time leaders, offensively and defensively, and we expect a lot from them. And we kind of filled in a little bit in the second half, and we had some good things happen for us, caused a couple turnovers, and we just played a lot harder and played with some fire, and those guys definitely contributed to a better second half, and Beckham found him a couple, Ryder and Percy, a little bit in the second half, and we made some scores and did some good things, and like I said, stuff to build on for this week.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton. Coach, a lot of mistakes for you guys, four turnovers, and also some crucial penalties as well. Your thoughts on how you can possibly clean that up and get ready for this coming Friday?
Yeah, it's just a mental thing. You know, obviously some of those interceptions are late in the game when we're trying to throw and they know we're going to throw, and that stuff's going to happen. Playing deep coverage and stuff like that, but just the mental mistakes and a couple things that didn't go our way, a couple holding calls and, you know, things that we have to clean up and we can't do. We got to keep the chains moving. We got to get yard by yard and minimize those mistakes. And it's something we talk about every week about not setting us back. Even if we get 3 or 4 yards, that's fine. We just can't go back 5 on a false start. We can't go back 10 on a holding call. So minimizing those mistakes and getting into kids' heads that we cannot make those mistakes is crucial for this week and weeks to come.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll have more with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton in just a bit. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Jackson Heights. And, Coach, this team is completely revamped from a year ago, playing a lot better under head coach Caleb Wick. Your thoughts on what the Cobras have done and your plans to try to stop them?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a tough task. They're really good, really good football team. They were really good last year. And, you know, I think they've looked about unstoppable. I think they scored 40 points in every single game and, you know, had some big wins and defense plays pretty stout. And, so it's definitely going to be a big challenge for us this week.
Coach, how do you prepare for a guy like Drake Mellies, who is just such a fantastic athlete, can do a lot of things well, and for this Cobras offense that likes to switch things up and do a lot of different formations? How do you prepare for that?
Right. You know, we played a quarterback in, from Perry a couple weeks ago that was really, really quick and really athletic. And I think that, we didn't minimize him as much as we wanted to, but that gave us a little piece of what we're looking at this week. The quarterback's really, really good. They like to run everything through him, look for different ways to formation you to get you out of place so they can get their athletes in space. So, like I said, he's a good, good athlete, and they're going to be good. And we've got to keep him under 40, it looks like. I think having played a couple teams that have really athletic quarterbacks that you got to keep in the pocket and stuff like that, like I think that helps us in this week's matchup.
Here with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton, kind of switching to your guys' offense, what are you guys doing to get ready to face this Jackson Heights defense that has not allowed 15 points in the game so far?
You know, I think it starts with our defense. You know, putting our defense going to put us in our offense in good situations. I think it starts there, getting stops, and then you know, being able to run the football. We got to be able to run the football, whatever front they're in, whether 3, 4, 5-man front, whatever they're in. We have to be able to run the football. If we can't run the football effectively, then everybody knows what everybody's doing on 3rd and 8. So we got to be able to complete passes early, and stay at a minimum, you know, minimize the mistakes, penalties, and be able to run the football downhill and get those big backs running downhill for us.
Should be a fun one, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck on Friday against Jackson Heights.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCON of Wathena and Euler Law Office.